Blog Talk Radio.
Who are you? Does your message around your business reflect who you are clear enough for people to know what you do? Good morning. Today is May 13, 2015. Welcome to the Home Business Lifestyle Show. I'm your host, Shaw Adams, and I'm so excited to be doing this show because I love working from home and I love being my own boss. I want you to have this experience too. The Home Business Lifestyle Show focuses on all things that have to do with working from home to build a successful business. Today's topic, how to create a great message for your home business, is going to have you looking deep into the language you use around your business to make sure that people know who you are and what you do. But before we start with our topic, it's time for home-baked business tips. Who are you hanging out with? You've got to get around people that have what you want. You know, you want to make connections with people who are creating what you want to create. You've got to seek them out. You need to learn from them. You need to build relationships with them. You know, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. You've got to choose wisely who you spend the most time with. I'm not saying discount your friends and family, not even the negative ones, but talk a lot about mindset on this show. And so you want to hang out with people who have the mindset of expansion. You're growing a business. You want to continue to work from home, and you want to be able to build a life of freedom. You've got to hang out with people who are in that mindset of expanding, that mindset of growing. So you want to choose those people that in their own lives, they're choosing to seek out experiences. So that's the tip for the day. Look at who you're spending the most time with. Go find people who have what you want. And go build relationships with them and hang out with them. Have great conversations. It's an amazing way to live. All right, so shall we get into our topic? How to create a great message for your home-based business. Let me ask you this. What do you tell people about your business? And how does it feel when you're saying it? Does it feel awkward? Do you give the same message every single time? Let's talk about how to create a great message for your home-based business. You know, on the show and on the blog, we talk a lot about branding yourself rather than, let's say, if you're in a network marketing business, rather than branding yourself to that network marketing business, branding yourself. But what kind of message are you giving in that branding? So here's something to keep in mind. Personal branding is something that you definitely want to do for your business, but you also need to build influence over your target market. So the two together is what creates a great business. The two together is what builds relationships with people. So what's your story? You know, the one thing that we know is that stories sell and facts tell. People want to hear the story of what you're doing, what you're accomplishing. And if you're not there yet, if you're just starting out, use third-party stories until you get yours together. So if you have, you know, a network marketing company that you're working with, use the stories of people that you're, you know, that are in your upline that have success. Share those stories with people. Better yet, do third-party calls to let people share those stories. So as you're building your message, you know, your message has to align. Let's say if you've got to use third-party stories, your message has to align with, this is what I'm building. This is where I'm going. Look, it's already happened for so-and-so. Okay? Of course, you want to make it interesting. You know, the more interesting it is, the better. So talk about any successes that you have. You've got to start celebrating them right away and sharing them with people. Say, wow, you know, I just started with this company and this is what happened. So that's how you build the influence. But let's talk about really getting your message right so that, you know, when you're out sharing who you are as a business, you're going to be able to clear. People are going to know what you do, and they're also going to be intrigued. That's what you want to create, is some interest. You know, you don't want to just vomit all over them the second you meet somebody. You want to create interest. You want them leaning into you and asking you, okay? So the first thing that you have to do when you're going to create a message is, who's that message for? Who's your target market? You know, what niche are you in? Ask yourself, you know, what you're selling and to whom. What are the benefits that they're going to get from what it is that you're doing? People don't buy a hammer. They buy a nail being put into wood, right? People don't buy a drill, they buy a hole. That's what you've got to be talking about. You've got to be talking about the hole, not the drill. And I hope that you can see that distinction. So understand, you know, who is your target market and what do they want? Because that's what you have to be talking about. Not how you're going to give it to them. You're going to be talking about what they want and the benefits of having what they want, right? We're not going to be talking about, let's say maybe you're in a health and wellness network marketing company. You're going to be talking about, you know, the vitamin does this and it does that. And, you know, you want to talk about how they're going to feel. They're getting it because they want to feel better. So you're going to be talking about how they feel better and what that means for their life. So really expand on that, not about all the proof and the product and the clinical trials and the science and all of that. That people find that boring, okay? Stories sell, facts tell. So tell stories of people who their health has improved, they're feeling better, and they were able to do this because of that. So remember, it's the whole that people are buying, not the drill. Really talk about the benefits that they're going to receive, okay? Think about, you know, what their pain is, what are their challenges, you know, what needs do they have. Make sure that you know, because that's going to play into how you present those benefits. And you want to be clear. You want to be very brief and clear about your product or service, okay? And then testimonials, make sure that you have some testimonials, because those are stories again. So you can tell those stories, you know, as people are asking you more about your business, you can tell those stories about how people benefited from what you have. You're going to want to know how you are different. How you're different from other companies, maybe if you're representing a company or if you've got your own company, how you're different from other companies and how you yourself are different. Maybe you're in a network marketing company, how you're different from any other brand partner or rep. Okay, so figure out how you're different, you know, and to use your message consistently. And the one thing you want to do is make sure that you have different versions of your message, you know, that brief one, you know, a 25-word, a 50-word, a 100-word for different platforms. You know, if you're just meeting somebody, you want a very short one sentence, if possible, two at the most, about what you do. You don't want to go on and on and on when you meet somebody about your business. You don't want to go on and on because it's a turnoff. It begins to feel like you're selling them and they just want to get away. So something that sparks their interest so that they ask you more questions. you know, my message, I help people live the home business lifestyle. People are going to ask me questions. I don't go on and on, oh, and I've got, you know, MLSP, and I've got this company, and, you know, I help people live the home business lifestyle. So find your message, and then make sure that you have what we've been talking about. You build that message, that one-liner for your, you know, just for when you're meeting people, and for when you're doing social media, just the one-liner. And then the rest of this supports that. So if people are asking you questions about your business, you want to have stories that you can share, not facts and figures. There's going to be a few people that want the facts and figures, and the best thing to do is direct them where to find it, not to repeat it yourself. Messaging is so important. How you deliver it is so important. So the reason that I say, you know, for those personality types that want the facts and the figures, send them to a web page or give them some literature. The reason I say that is because you never want to model that people have to know everything about your business, especially if it's a business where you're trying to recruit team members. So you never want to model that they have to know all this stuff. If you model that you can just direct people to the information, they see it's easy to do, okay? So having those stories. Now, until you really build your own story and your own portfolio of success stories, you want to use third party that's in your upline so that they can talk to them. So you want to do like a three-way call with them and have them share their story. This is how powerful messaging and stories are. Tell somebody, hey, you know, I blank, blank, blank. And when they ask more, say, gosh, you know, you should hear my friend's story. And get them on a three-way call with your upline who's got a story and have them share their story. It's so powerful. So messaging, and that's the kind of mindset that you have to go into this with, is what's the messaging? What is the real message? And then when you get it down, you've got to use it consistently. Have you ever noticed, like, if you're in a network marketing type of company, big thing is events. You know, we do events all the time in this industry. And when you go to these events and you see a speaker, maybe you've seen that same speaker two or three, four times, and they say the same thing over and over, that has power. And you want to do that too. I know it'll start to be weird. It'll start to feel a little bit weird when, you know, you say the same thing, you know, over and over, and you want to try to change your message, you know, when you're talking to this next person, and then you want to change it when you talk to this next person. So what's happening is you're not being consistent. You're not building yourself power. It'll build power within yourself. Once you start having this consistent message, it begins to just roll off your tongue. When you start trying to change it, it gets a little floppy when you're talking to this person. And then the other thing you have to remember is that you talk to Joe, you tell him to Mary, you kind of change that message. Well, she hasn't heard your message. It's new to them. Become very clear about who you are and what you do by the benefits. When I say I help people live the home business lifestyle, the benefit is living it, working from home, having a home business, having that lifestyle of working from home. It's very clear. That's what I do. And that's what you want for yourself as well. So I hope that you get really how to go about making this happen. Know who you're talking to. Know what it is that's the benefit for them why that's painful for them not to have the benefit, so that you can write a sentence, so that you can write a message, so that you can be clear and that you can repeat it over and over and over and over. And then you're going to have all this supporting stuff. You're going to have the supporting testimonials, the supporting stories of people that you've helped or people in your upline. Those are all supportive stories to your message. Okay? Know how you're different. So work on that. If you have any questions as you're working on it, just go over to my blog, thehomebizlife.com, and click on the Contact Us button on the right-hand side of the page. Tell me what challenges you're having. Ask me questions. You know, tell me what you do, and you know, if you're kind of figure it out. I love doing this stuff. So feel free to send me a message, and let's get your message right. All right, so let's do a product review today. I kind of wanted to tell you all about AWeber. You know, it's the industry standard for email marketing. And the most important thing that you're ever going to do in your business is create a list of people who are interested in you and what you do. So AWeber, you know, they have autoresponders so that, you know, the second somebody signs up on your list, you can send them automatically information. You don't have to monitor it. It just happens automatically. So you can instantly engage subscribers. You know, you don't want to have to, you know, respond to them personally. It might take hours. It might take days, depending on how big your list is getting. So having an autoresponder that gives them something immediately. I mean, that's the kind of world we live in. They want immediate attention, right? For live support, they've got the knowledge base, they've got tons of training on how to use it, blog articles, live webinars on how to use AWeber. The deliverability is really high, that they're, you know, their anti-spam policy, their content filter check-in tool. So, you know, it really helps you reach your subscribers' inbox, you know, because it'll tell you what your email is looking like. Sign-up forms, you know, on how to, that you can put on your website so people can enroll. Email newsletters with all these different templates. They've got a mobile app that, you know, you can use on the go. Drag-and-drop editor, HTML email templates, subscriber segmenting, in managing subscribers, you know, email marketing API. You might not know what that is, but if you get in there, you'll see. So it's an absolute great price, and it's only $19 a month. You know, you've got to start building your list now. So if you don't have an email marketing program and you're just using your own email, you got to get out of that model, because you'll grow out of it anyway, but let's start you right now. So it's a great program. And if you go over to my website, thehomebizlife.com, there's a little banner on the right-hand side of the page. Just scroll on down, and you can click on that and get yourself set up. And as you're doing that, again, if you have any questions, just contact me. Shoot me a question. I'd be glad to offer any help that I can. So aweber.com, that's the email marketing program that I use to get new subscribers, to build my list, to get information out to the people on my list. Dream big, but act on it daily. You know, Jack Canfield did a math problem. And he said E plus R equals O. And what that means is event plus response. So there's a lot of events that are going to happen and occur in our lives that we don't have control over. What we do have control over is our response to them. And the event that happens, the response you give it, is what's going to equal the outcome you experience. What is your dream? You know, we make a big deal of it, and sometimes I think that we complicated it too much. You know, what's our life's purpose, etc. Pick a dream. Pick just one thing that you want to do, that you want to accomplish. Decide that you're going to do it. Believe that you can. You know, because that decision and belief, then you've got to have commitment. Okay? So release the fear around it. Or just walk through the fear. You know, one of the things that I think I like to share with people, courage is not the lack of fear. Courage is doing it in the face of fear. That's what courage is. You know, so have some courage. You know, choose a dream and have some courage. You've got to take action. This is where the do comes in. You've got to take action daily on whatever it is that you want to create. And love yourself along the way. You know, there's going to be days when you just aren't going to be able to take that action. Don't beat yourself up, but take a good look. Love yourself and move on and get back into action the next day. Or that day, if you can stop yourself that day, get right into it. You know, look around for inspiration in other people's success. They can do it, you can do it, right? Look around for people who seem to be a lot like you that have created something that you want to create. It's proof, it's social proof that you can do it too. You've got to look at your mistakes as lessons and don't use them as excuses to give up. You know, I've made a ton of mistakes in building my business. Tons and tons of mistakes. But I haven't given up. And you know, that's something that's been really part of me lately, is realizing what I've gone through, the mistakes I've made, all the upsets. And I'm still going. It's very powerful. See, most people quit. So I know that my next dream is doable. You know, I've already accomplished so many things because I didn't quit. And I know it can get bigger and bigger and bigger. But choose a dream. Choose something that you want to experience, that you want to create, that you want to accomplish, and then take action on it daily. And remember, we did a show about tracking your money making activities. If your dream is not about your business, then find another way. What are the daily activities you need to do in order to have that dream realized? And make sure that you're acting on it daily. And one of the things that I did just this week was create a Facebook group, Zero to Hero. So go search for the Facebook group, Zero to Hero, and join with us. And what we're doing there is putting out our goal, putting out our daily activities that we need to be held accountable for so that we can achieve that goal. And then we're all supporting each other. We're supporting each other with encouragement. We're supporting each other with ideas. We're supporting each other with links to things that could help. And it's just going to be a big, big blast. So come on over and join our group. I'd love to have you. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope that you enjoyed today's show and that you will really take a look at the message that you have and that you'll create a message around your benefit that you offer, and that you'll use it consistently. Every time you open your mouth, use it consistently. It will build power within you. because you'll get, it becomes easier and easier. The awkwardness goes away. Okay? I'm Shawla Adams. I help people live the home business lifestyle. It's so powerful, a statement. So I hope that you find yours. And again, if you have any questions, if you need some help, just go to my blog, thehomebizlife.com, and click on the Contact Us button on the right-hand side of the page and let me know that you have a question. I'd be glad to help. So I would love to hear from you. Head on over to thehomebizlife.com. Leave me a message by clicking on that blue tab on the right side of the page. And join me tomorrow when we will be discussing lead sources for your home-based business. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.